Shepherd's House is a non-denominational church located just a few miles from Glasgow, Kentucky, on the Edmonton Road. The Shepherd's House family invites you to Bible study on Sunday at 9 a.m., worship service at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday, and the Sunday evening service at 6 p.m. Midweek service at the Shepherd's House is Wednesday at 7 p.m. The Shepherd's House family cordially invites you to any of these services.
All right, I want to welcome those joining us by TV, by radio, and by live streaming for wherever you're coming into our service from. If you're listening by radio, you could go to www.theshepherdshouse.net, get the entire program. If you have your Bibles, I'm going to be reading some scripture out of 2 Corinthians, and I'm going to talk just a few minutes about some things the Lord's put upon my heart. I'm going to read a few verses out of Luke, chapter number 24. Hopefully this will resonate in your heart and be a blessing to you. 2 Corinthians, chapter number 4, starting in verse number 13. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Luke chapter 24, starting in verse 13, the word says, And behold, two of them went the same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 60 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them, but their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, What manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad? And the one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering said unto him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, What things? And they said unto him, Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a mighty prophet indeed, and word before God and all the people, how the chief priest and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that he had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. And when they found not his body, they came saying that they had seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the women had said, but him they saw not. Then said he unto them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he set at meat with them, he took bread, and blessed it, and brake, and gave to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him. And he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, Did not our heart burn within us when he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem, and found the 11 gathered together, and them that were with them, saying, The Lord is risen indeed, and hath appeared to Simon. And they told what things were done in the way, and how he was known of them in breaking of bread. Let us pray. Father, in the loving name of Jesus, we come before you once again this day, thanking you, Lord, for the joy that comes from heaven. Thanking you for your love, for your word, which is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Asking you, Father, to bless, Lord, today in this service. Father, touch me, anoint me, use me to bring the glory and honor to Jesus today. Father, I pray to hide me behind the shadow of the cross, that nothing that I do and say would bring honor to me, but that all glory would go to Jesus. Father, I pray for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. For without the anointing, we know that all that's said and done would be void, and it would be in vain. We thank you for what you've done. We praise you for what you're about to do. And we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. Even as we speak, we pray, God, to touch those that are here this morning at your shepherd's house and all that's watching by TV and by live streaming and listening by radio in 194 countries around the world. Father, asking you, Lord, to guide and direct us today, Father, and move in a special way. In the mighty name of Jesus, we humbly pray and ask these things today in Jesus' precious name. Amen, amen. Thank you for those that stood for the reading of the Word of God. The title of the message today is The Unseen Hand. You know, it's a great thing when we can see the things that surround us, and when somebody is with us and they're walking beside us and they pick up something and they move it over there, or we know what they're about to do. It's a great thing. But I'm thankful we've got a God that's able to go before us, amen, and do things that's mighty. And a lot of times, God will be working on something in my life and something in your life, and we're completely unaware of it. Thank God for the unseen hand, amen, of guidance, and the unseen hand, amen, that's there to help us, amen, in perilous times, in difficult times, in times when fear hits us, in times when we're so uncertain and we're not really sure what to do about a situation. Have you ever been to the place where that God had to be him that moved in a situation, and you were just overwhelmed with, wow, I never thought about this happening this way. I never thought about this ending this good. I never in a million years would ever dreamed that a door would be opened and God would move in a miraculous way. Amen. It's because the unseen hand of God is there upon those that put their faith and their trust in him, upon those that are washed in the blood of Jesus, upon those that has this hidden treasure in their hearts, the Holy Spirit living in our lives. If you had any near misses in your life and you were just scared and you wondered, how did that car miss me? It was headed right directly in front of me. Thank God for the unseen hand that pushed that car, amen, back out of the way, amen, that helped us, amen, through hard times. Thank God for his love. Amen. I'm thankful even when we're lost. Amen. And not living for the Lord. He protects us. I got in some pretty bad situations before that I ever got saved. And I know that the Lord had plans for me, because one day he was going to deal with my heart. One day he was going to cause me to understand that I was lost and I needed to get saved. He was going to have a calling upon my life. I remember being on a farm tractor there in Allen County, Kentucky, years ago, and I was up on a hill, and the tractor had died on me, and the battery was dead. It was an old H farm all tractor. You had to kick it out of gear, get off, turn the switch on, get a hand crank, and turn that thing to get it started. So I got back and got it started and got back up on that thing just as it did. For some reason, the brakes went out on that tractor. And I went backwards off that bluff. And to this day, I don't remember that cedar tree being there. It tore me up. That mowing machine caught on the cedar tree. It hit that cedar tree and the tractor bounced back forward like that as it spun it around. My heart was doing just like that, because right below that cedar tree, it was a big old rock bluff. It would have killed me. I would have not had a chance. Amen. I believe God grew a cedar tree there just for me that day, because one day he was going to give me an opportunity to find salvation. One day he was going to help me. Thank God for the unseen hand. You may be here today and you may be lost. You may be watching by television and you may be lost. Amen. I want you to know that the near misses that you had, amen, God's allowed you to have extra time and extra days, amen, so that you can have an opportunity to get saved. But friend, I'm going to also warn, amen, sooner or later, your time's going to run out, and he's going to knock on your heart, amen, forever, because the word teaches us his spirit will not always dwell with man, amen. So I'm thankful for the opportunity and the time that we have, amen, for the Lord to deal with us, by that unseen hand, and the times he intervenes, amen, in our lives, and we don't even know it, and we don't even realize. I wonder how many times, amen, that something almost happened, and maybe you didn't even know about it, maybe hear about it a little bit later. I got a friend of mine that went to Africa, and as they were there, they went into a shopping mall there and to do some shopping, and the next day they were there and found out there was some of the Muslims came in and killed a bunch of people that was there in that very same mall where they was at the day before. Listen, folks, I'm glad there's an unseen hand, amen, that guides us. Amen. Sometimes we wonder, why didn't I get this done today? Why didn't I be able to get this hayfield mowed or get this whatever done? Amen. It could have been the biggest blessing, amen, in your life, because had you got it done, you might have got on the highway and been one of them that got killed in an automobile accident on the interstate had you been on time. But thank God for the unseen hand. I remember when we were having the war with Desert Storm, and Saddam Hussein was, causing a lot of problems. And I read this article where that the American troops and our allies were there in the desert fighting, and Saddam Hussein had commanded his people to use chemical weapons. And even though it's against the Geneva Convention, he still used those chemical weapons. And just as they released those chemical weapons upon our boys, for no reason, the wind changed. Hallelujah, the wind changed. And it blew it back upon Saddam Hussein's people. That's the kind of God, amen, that we serve. Why? Because there was praying mamas and daddies at home that was praying, protect my boys, protect my daughter that's over there in harm's way. The unseen hand, amen, of God that's there. Amen. Here the disciples was in the story in Luke chapter 27 on the road to Emmaus, and how they were heartbroken. Broken. Amen. Because they said that Jesus was to be their hope. Oh, and all at once they saw him killed right in front of them, crucified. And they rolled this stone away, put his body in there, rolled a stone back, sealed him up, And they thought it was over. Our hope is gone. And they were sad, talking and walking. And all at once, not even realizing who it was, here come Jesus. He done got out of the grave. He decided he's going to fellowship with them. Here he came, walks right up there. What you boys doing today? Why are you so sad? Why are you so down? Why are you so brokenhearted? Well, who are you? Where have you been? You don't know what's happened? Why, they killed Jesus of Nazareth. He was the hope of Israel, and they killed him. Took him away, and we've lost our hope. And Jesus said, oh, you fools, you're slow of heart to believe what the prophet said. And then they still didn't know who he was. Until you sit down and you break the bread. And when you sit down and you break the bread, the Holy Ghost revealed to them, oh, why, this is Jesus. We heard that you resurrected from the grave. Amen. It's hard to believe. We heard that I saw a vision of angels that said that you had resurrected, but Jesus had to come, spend a little time with them there. Oh, listen, how many times has the Lord walked right in the midst, amen, of your life, amen, and helped you, amen, with things? How many times, amen, when the doctor said that you're going to die, amen, and the Lord came through and healed your body. How many times have you got a bad report? And that report was man's report. But God had other plans for you. Amen. Praise his name. Amen. I'm glad that the Lord's got to work for me. I'm going to work. Some said, well, when are you going to retire? When they lay me out there beside Jenny, I'm going to quit. But until then, I'm going to keep on going. Amen. Listen, lost my wife 2 years ago, and it's been rough. Amen. But I'm going to keep on going. I got a work to do. Amen. There's lost people to preach to. Backslidden people to preach to. And there's people that are hungry for the Holy Ghost. I want to share my experience of when I got filled with the baptism of the fire and how it's changed my life and the prophetic dreams that I've had. Amen. And the things where God moved in my life and he showed me ahead of time. You've heard me tell the story lots of times about our church went through a bad split, and we lost all that money and lost all them people and had these bills. And man, I thought we was going to have to go off the air. I went to bed one night, went to sleep. And in my sleep, I had a prophetic dream that night. And I dreamed I was in this room, in this church, it looked like. And there was a man that had a table between me and him. And he motioned for me to come. And I started toward him. And he reached over the table, pulled something out of his pocket, and said, this is for the church. This is not for you. And I woke up, tore me all to pieces. I kept looking for a phone call, listening for a phone call, kept looking for somebody to show up, but didn't hear anything for several days. I had to go to the TV station and tell them that this may be the last week that we're going to be on the air. We just don't have any money. The telephone rung, and a lady said, Brother Jimmy, my husband wants to meet with you. Can you be at the church today? I said, well, I'm gone to Tompkinsville right now. I'll be back about 4 o'clock. So she turned and asked her husband, can you meet him at 4? She said, yeah, he said he can meet you at 4 o'clock. I thought, well, I've done made somebody mad again. It's one good thing about the Word of God. It'll either pull them in or pull them out, one or the other. I thought, well, I've done made some TV viewer mad now. So I told Jenny, I said, I dread this. And she said, whew, shook her head. So we got out here to the church at 4 o'clock, and there was an automobile sitting up on the back there at the Fellowship Hall porch. I told Jenny, I said, well, I guess that's them. I said, phew, I dread this. I said, you going in with me? She said, uh-uh. She said, I'll just stay out here and pray for you. Nothing like having your wife behind you. But anyway, she's laughed about that for years. So I went in by myself and sat down with them. And there was a table between us. I still didn't catch on. In that dream, he had white hair and a walking cane. This man got out of the automobile. He had white hair and a walking cane. And I didn't know. It didn't hit me yet. I went in and sat down and table between me and him. And we talked about 5 minutes. He had his hand up on top of the walking cane. It's up under his hand like that, you know. And he said, now, Brother Jimmy, I'm just going to tell you why I'm here. I thought, oh, boy, here we go. I was dreading it. He said, the Lord woke me up at daylight this morning and told me to make a donation to this church. I said, well, brother, if that's what you want to do, he's always already done. And he reached in his pocket, just like that man did in that dream, and pulled out a check and said, this is for the church. And I opened it up to look at it, and I thought it was $150. I didn't have my glasses on. I kept pushing it back. That looks like $1,500. I thought, wow. So finally I got my glasses on, out, and put them on, looked at it. It's $15,200. I said, woo-wee. He said, there's more where that's coming from. Amen. Listen, just like I saw in that dream that I had, thank God for the Holy Ghost and the gifts of the Spirit and how God will reveal. Amen. The Lord knew, amen, what was going on. The Lord knew that we were in a pinch financially. And you know what the Lord will do? He'll go to the poorest person that there is in the area and bless them. And then they'll sow in to the ministry. He don't send, amen, the rich. He goes to the poor. Hallelujah. Amen. And helps you financially. Listen, God, amen, loves to do miracles. He loves to get honor and he loves to get glory. Amen. The unseen hand, amen, that's moving in our lives. If those that are lost and those that are on drugs and alcohol and away from God, if they could just realize there's a God that loves you, there's a God that's watching over you and giving you an extended time. But one day his grace will run out. And one day you'll be called out of this world. You don't want to wait till that day's over and behind you, because you don't know when that day's going to come. It may be today, maybe tomorrow. Some thinks, well, I'm young. I've done a funeral of a 2-month-old once. See, we don't have the promise of tomorrow. See, we think that we're going to just be here. Grandpa lived to be 90, and I expect I'll live to be 92. If you got a contract from God saying that you're going to live to be 90, I didn't think so. So we don't have the promise. We don't know. Amen. The most dangerous thing, according to the Word of God, is to fall in the hands of a living God, unprepared to meet him. Thank God for the benefits of being a Christian. Thank God for the benefits of going to church and living from the Lord. We're blessed and highly favored. Amen. I can't, amen, fall down for God. Amen. Keep blessing me and lifting me up. Amen. I go somewhere to eat. Amen. I rarely get to pay for my meal, because I'm known everywhere in this area. Everybody knows me, and I go up to pay. They saw it. Brother Wilson, this done been paid. Somebody done paid and left. Paid for your meal. I think, well, my goodness, I hope the Lord blesses them, whoever it was that done that. Amen. That's the way God does. Amen. One time I needed brakes on my car, and I thought, well, boy, that's going to be expensive, and I need some tires. Lord, give me some tires. A pastor called me, wanted me to come hold revival. So I went and held a revival. They took a love offering, and they like $28 paying for a brand new set of tires. I thought, well, looky there. I need to get brakes on the car. I'll see if I can do that. So I went to get the brakes on the car, and one of the members of our church said, I'll put them on for you, free of charge. Let's go up to the parts house and see if they'll give you a discount. So I went up to the parts house, and he said, brought the pastor in here to get some brake pads and stuff. He looked it up and got said, right there they are. I said, what I owe you? He said, you preach on TV and I'll watch you. Get on out of here, preacher. I said, well, look at there. Praise the Lord. Amen. So I got a set of brakes, brand new set of tires for $28. Don't tell me that you ain't, that I'm not blessed. Amen. And highly favored, because the unseen hand of God, amen, just keeps blessing and moving in my life. Amen. I want you to know something. This week I was sitting down here at picnic shelter, and I was kind of quiet, and sometimes I get lonely missing Jenny, and sometimes I think, Lord, have you forsaken me and left me? I'm so lonely and everything's so hard since she's been gone. And all at once I seen two doves come flying in, and one of those doves was solid white, and the Lord showed me there was a pair of doves. They sit down on the ground right there, just a little ways out in front of me. Then doves turned around and looked at me. and they both flew off together, went up over top of that white oak back there in the fence row and on out of sight. I said, Lord, what are you trying to show me? And I, you know what? Amen. I've shared that with my daughter-in-law, one of my daughter-in-laws. She said, she looked this up. She said, the dove is a sign of spirituality, and the dove is a sign of peace, and the dove is a sign of an anointing. And I said, oh, I think I'm getting it from heaven, what that means. I think God was sending me another prophetic message. Hey, we need to live for Jesus. Hey, we need to get more dedicated, amen, to him. Amen, listen, love him, bless him. Amen, every day you ought to get up thanking him that you're alive. Amen, you ought to be thanking him right now. Amen, for giving you an opportunity. Amen, listen, to be here this morning. Amen, you don't know what he's got in store for you. You don't know what's coming a year down the road or 5 years down the road. Amen. You don't know what he's got for you. Never would have believed, amen, 40 years ago that I'd be preaching on 8 TV stations, 2 radio stations, live streaming around the world in several different countries, preaching on radio in 194 countries. You never would have made me believe it. And then being a bishop over 73 churches in Africa. Oh, God's good. God's good. Praise the Lord. And every time our churches in Africa need something, God sends a church or an individual by with the money in order to be able to raise it to get the thing done that needs to be done. This last week, we needed X amount of money to be able to send equipment for one of the churches over there in Kenya. And I said, we got to have a certain amount of money. Well, we got done. We had a little over $500 extra more than what we needed to get the instruments paid. Amen. That's the kind of God, amen, that we serve. We went through the hardest year with yard selling. People got their stuff blowed away. They got it drowned in wet. And we didn't lose anything.
Thank you for watching our TV program. We hope that it's been a blessing to you. We could use your financial support. The TV program is doing better. We've got a few more contributions from the Chicago area. And also, we've got some now coming in from the New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico area. We thank God for that. However, a one-time contribution is sure a blessing, and it sure does help. But in order to continue, we need your monthly support. Our program bills, TV and radio comes just like clockwork every month, and we sure do need monthly support. Also, we are doing our Kenya Christmas fund for the orphans in Kenya. When we were there in 2019, we had 16 churches. Now we've got 30 churches, lots of orphans. And you can write on your check for Kenya, or you can put a note in envelope with your money order saying for Kenya, or perhaps you want to do a portion, so much for Kenya, so much for the TV. Just let the Lord lead you and guide you on that. But we do need your monthly support, and we sure appreciate it, for without it, we would not be here. You can send your check or money order to Jimmy Wilson Ministries, Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, Kentucky, 42142. Again, that's Jimmy Wilson Ministries, Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, GLASGOW, KY for Kentucky, 42142. Also, we will be happy to give a contribution letter and mail it out to you the first part of this next year, so you can have your money. Donations would all be tax deductible, as long as you've got an address and a name, so we can send you
that contribution letter, we'll be happy to do that. Thank you. God bless you. And please help us pray for this ministry. God's allowing us to touch many people with the message of the love of Jesus and the repentance that's needed for all the folks in not only Kentucky, but all around the world. God bless you. Thank you so much.
HLERadio.com, Jennings, Louisiana.